When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I see what you did here with the intro music, Phil. Nicely done for this particular guest. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Did you miss a part of last week's John Whitmer Show? We post clips from all shows. We post single hours, entire shows as one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and the True Social page, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach earlier this week won a preliminary injunction halting the implementation of the Biden administration's Title IX transgender regulations. The regulations would have required public schools to allow biological males who identify as females to shower with biological girls in school locker rooms. Somehow they think that's, I don't know what they think over there. I'm not even sure Joe knows what he thinks. It also would have required public schools and universities to allow biological males who identify as girls to compete in girls' sports. With us now to update us on the case is Attorney General Kobach. General, thank you for joining us this evening. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Yeah, great to be with you, John. It was a really big win in court this past week. Really blessed to have a decision that follows the rule of law and stops Biden's team from really twisting the law and twisting our Constitution. Title IX was adopted by Congress in 1972 and then amended in 1974 to protect girls, protect biological females, their opportunities in education and in sports surrounding education as part of education. And the Biden administration was about to redefine sex to mean gender identity. And in so doing, they would have hurt girls in a number of settings. It was a really big victory for Kansas. We have other states that were part of our team of states suing the Biden administration. But the good news is Kansas schools will not have to abide by Biden's Title IX regulation.
This thing is just, I hope people understand how really out of whack, how out of the mainstream this rule was. Teenage boys could simply claim to identify as a female to gain access to the girls' showers, dressing rooms, locker rooms, and you personally argued the case back in June, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I argued the case. It was actually held in Wichita Federal Court. And it was, I felt it was important enough that I do it myself. And my background is in complex civil litigation. And I used to be a constitutional law professor back in the day. And this involves a lot of constitutional issues. Students have a First Amendment right that would have been violated by this regulation. Basically, what would have happened is, it applies not only to K through 12 schools, but also to universities. And if you are a Christian and you make the statement that, I believe that there are only two sexes, or maybe you make the statement that God doesn't make mistakes, and that statement is unwelcome by a trans student, that could be a basis for getting you kicked out of school. That could be considered harassment. It's unreal. And misusing pronouns, misgendering people, not using their chosen pronoun, instead using the accurate pronoun reflecting their biology. All of these things could have been the basis for getting kicked out of school. And as you mentioned, a truly offensive biological males being able to use the girls' bathrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms. All of this would have happened. But fortunately, we were able to stop it in court. And we pointed out that you have a First Amendment right and a free exercise of religion, First Amendment right to speak your religious convictions. And it's just in clear contradiction to statute, too.
Chris, I saw a video today that was posted by one of the accounts that I follow on X. And it was they had shared something from TikTok, which I'm not on TikTok. I don't want China tracking my data. But this TikTok video was of a girl who was sharing. She has bracelets that she wears to show her pronouns. And she, a blue one and a pink one and a green one and a yellow one, depending on what her pronouns are that day. Or, as she explains in the video, that hour. And sometimes I change them throughout the hour, or sometimes I'll wear the blue and the yellow one because I'm she, her, or I'm she, they, or I'm they, them, or I'm whatever. I mean, there's 96 some pronouns, depending on who you ask. That's how asinine this rule is. How am I supposed to know that she's a they, them, this, dove, whatever she is? And under this rule, I could be sued or thrown out of college for this? I mean, that's, what are they coming from?
Absolutely. It's so inane. Not only could you be thrown out of college for using their own pronoun if you did it more than once, you also, the school cannot try to bring any sanity to it, as if there could be sanity in this realm, by asking students to document, okay, which is your actual gender identity? In other words, it is offensive and is harassment to even ask someone for a piece of paper, indicating that they actually have some basis for this claimed identity. Maybe they changed their name or something. The schools can't do that. And so, as you describe, a person could literally change their identity multiple times, their gender identity multiple times throughout the day. And as the judge himself wrote, it doesn't take too much imagination to see an industrious teenage boy deciding to go into the girls' locker room simply by declaring that at that moment he feels like he's a girl.
We're talking with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. Kansas also won a nationwide preliminary injunction stopping the latest version of Biden's student loan cancellation scheme. It's another big win for you guys. This was a huge one. I mean, the administration is attempting to usurp Congress's authority here. And, I think it's so funny because of late, when he's coherent, the president has been going around talking about the rule of law, and yet he's openly defying a Supreme Court order here. Can you tell us about this one as well?
Yeah, we've had two really big wins within the last few weeks, and that was the other one. And by the way, that judge, the federal district judge in that case, was an Obama appointee. So no one can claim that, that win was because the judge was ideologically aligned with you and me and conservatives. The judge pointed out the obvious, and that is that Congress has the ability to decide major questions of whether to cancel $475 billion in student debt, which means that the debt doesn't disappear. The debt is just transferred from the borrowers to us, the taxpayers.
Which, if Congress wants to do that, they can. That's the power of the purse. You and I both understand this basic concept.
Yeah, and the judge said, look, the Supreme Court just decided last year in 2023 that the first round of Biden debt cancellation was illegal. It was contrary to law and therefore violated the separation of powers because it was the executive branch trying to usurp Congress's power. And he said, for the same reasons, and based on that precedent, Biden can't do this. And of course, we all know Biden this spring went around the country bragging that the Supreme Court told me, it tried to stop me, but I kept going anyway.
Right.
That was almost an exact quote. And so, you know, we pointed that out to the court, and we will continue to point that out to the court on appeal, that this is Biden telling the world, I don't have to listen to the courts. Well, thank goodness we still do have an independent judiciary and a constitution in this country, because Biden is the biggest threat to our constitution in this country and in our lifetimes right now.
General, I appreciate you. As always, we're grateful to have you fighting for us, fighting for Kansas, and pushing back on Biden, which is exactly, by the way, what you said you would do when you ran for office. So keep up the good work. If folks want to follow you, obviously, at the AG's office, it's ag.ks.gov. On X, they can find you at Chris Kobach 1787, and your website is chriskobach.com, correct?
Yep, those are all correct.
General, I appreciate you. Please give my regards to your lovely wife and your daughters, if you would.
Will do. Thanks, John.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. We'll take a quick break, and then former Kansas Livestock Association President Sean Tiffany will join us to tell us why he's running in the Republican primary for Kansas's 2nd Congressional District. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. And of course, give us a call. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. Branding himself a conservative cowboy. See what I did there, Phil? I did the whole branding.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Central Kansas rancher Sean Tiffany officially filed to run for Congress back in May. Tiffany is running in the Republican primary for the 2nd Congressional District, which includes Topeka. Tiffany is the third Republican to file for the seat of incumbent U.S. Representative Jake LaTourneur, who announced he wasn't seeking re-election. Former LaTourneur staffer Jeff Kars and former Attorney General Derek Schmidt are also running in the primary. We'll have General Schmidt on at some point here fairly soon. Sean graduated from Kansas State in 2000. He is the former president of the Kansas Livestock Association. He and his brother Shane own Tiffany Cattle Company with over 75,000 head of cattle per year for ranchers and farmers throughout the Midwest across their feedlots. Sean, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Good evening, John.
It was nice to meet you at the Kansas State Rifle Association event the other day. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for participating in the forum, by the way.
No, it was a great weekend or a great day down there in Wichita, and a great organization, and thoroughly enjoyed visiting with those folks last Saturday.
I know I asked you this. It's a typical question I ask most of my candidates, but why are you running? Why? I mean, you've got a very successful cattle company. You've been involved in, kind of stayed away from politics. Why choose to admire yourself in the D.C. swamp?
Well, I think it's time that we do something different. I'm not happy with what we've been getting out of our legislation from career politicians. And if we want something different, I think we're going to have to start sending different types of people to Washington, D.C. And I just feel strongly that it's time that Christian businessmen and women step up and serve. I'm truly a product of the American dream. I bought my first business with nothing more than a handshake 17 years ago. And God has been so good to me that I'm in a position to where I can step up and serve and give back and ensure that not just my kids, but kids throughout the district in our nation have some of the same opportunities that I did.
The national debt, Sean, it's been an issue that a lot of politicians talk about, but no one really has done anything about it. It's projected to exceed $50 trillion from 2025 to 2034. How would you work in Congress to get the national economy back on track, and what would you do to work on the ever-expanding federal deficit?
Well, I've heard that $50 trillion stat thrown around, John, and as a businessman, I just refuse to accept that. You know, if I operated my businesses the way that the federal government is running this nation, I'd have been out of business a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's another reason that I'm running. I just feel like people that have been in business know what it's like to take risks and worry about making payroll next week. It's time that people that have really lived out that role and understand what the ramifications of D.C. bureaucracy and decision-making, how that impacts day-to-day businessmen. I think it's time that we get involved. And so to answer your question, I would start with passing a federal balanced budget amendment. Everybody knows you can't spend more than you take in, not for very long. And
along those lines, would you be willing to shut down the government in order to get spending under control?
Oh, totally. That was kind of where I was going with this. I think if we shut down the government for a time, we might realize how much dead weight is in D.C. The reality is there's 400 different federal agencies employing over 2 million people. And I find it hard to believe that every one of those agencies or every one of those salaries is absolutely vital for the day-to-day life of average Kansans and Americans.
No, I think you're right. My wife and I have been out door knocking a lot lately. The number one issue people bring up is taxes and spending. The other is immigration. On your website, you say, and I quote, "A nation without secure borders isn't a nation at all. Illegal immigration not only hurts Americans, it endangers the lives of those entering illegally." Those are very strong words. I think I would agree with you. Do you think illegal immigration is that big of an issue?
Well, I'm the only candidate in this race that has actually taken the time to go to the Texas border and see with their own eyes what's going on down there. And the reality is the media doesn't even begin to portray the horrors that are going on at our southern border, both from the standpoint of Americans, but the unbelievable things that these people that are attempting this journey are having to go through, especially women and young people. The cartel is doing inhumane things. And not only that, the folks that do make it here are beholden to the cartel once they get here. And so even the rare individuals that are here to work as opposed to just mooch off American generosity, they're sending money back to the cartel just to subsidize human trafficking and fentanyl. And so we've got to close this border. It's clear. And I can't even begin to describe what I witnessed down there, John.
So what do you say then to those? Because I saw a recent press report that pointed out that while as president of the Kansas Livestock Association in 2023, you led a KLA cattle feeders council meeting that pressed a continuation of KLA policy to oppose state legislative measures that would place higher restrictions on immigration policy than federal rules.
So, a couple things. My service in KLA was a volunteer position. The beef industry is the largest component of agriculture industry in the state of Kansas. And so I stepped up and served to better my industry and fight for a better environment for my businesses to thrive in. I didn't agree with everything that KLA stands for. I agreed with 90% of it. But I have been taking some attacks because of my service in KLA. The reality is I volunteered to make a difference. I volunteered to go to D.C. and stand before the Senate Ag Committee and fight to keep government bureaucracy out of our industry. And, you know, I disagreed with KLA on a couple things. Immigration was one of them.
It happens.
And the other one is foreign ownership of ag land. KLA would like to see that handled at the federal level. But the reality is this federal or this administration is never going to do anything.
No, they won't.
And so it's incumbent upon states to do it themselves. And, you know, I'm proud of my service in KLA, John. I've taken some hits because of it, but that's because there's really nothing that my opponents can go after me for other than these little nuances that they're trying to make a big deal out of. And the reality is it's just not an issue.
There was, again, in that same article, they talked about KLA supporting federal immigration policy. And I, you know, this is one of those things that I get it. I mean, we need workers. But at the same time, there was on your website, you made a point of saying that citizens should not be a reward for those whose first interaction with our country was an illegal act. I completely agree with you. And I think I was glad to see that, because as far as I'm concerned, if you came here by, and the first thing you did when you came here was broke the law, then we shouldn't reward you by breaking the law or for breaking the law.
Correct. People that are here illegally, I mean, we're going to have to deport a lot of people. And President Trump has said that he will undertake the biggest deportation in the history of the United States. And I'm going to stand shoulder to shoulder with him and fight to do just that. And to your point, you know, people that broke the law to be here, they should never be allowed to have the fundamental American right of voting. They should never be able to have taxpayer subsidy or subsidized benefits. You know, we got to put America first.
Yeah.
We got to take care of Americans first. And the reality is this administration cares more about other nations. You know, frankly, they care more about Ukraine.
Yes.
Than they do the United States of America.
Clearly.
We could have built the southern border wall several times over with the billions of dollars we've sent to Ukraine. And so I'm opposed to sending any more money to Eastern Europe. It's their responsibility to step up and fight their own battle. Same for NATO. If you look, John, at what the EU, NATO, and even individual countries in Europe have spent on this war in Ukraine, it pales in comparison to what we have sent. And the American taxpayer isn't responsible for that.
No, we're not. We're talking with Sean Tiffany, Republican candidate for Kansas's 2nd Congressional District. And I know I'm kind of coming up on my bottom of the hour break. We go a little bit long. But I did want to ask you what areas of legislation you would want to author or sponsor. What areas that you really feel focused on that are important to you should you get elected to Congress?
Well, like you said, the border, that's going to be the first thing. We have got to secure the border. We need to send military down there to ensure that no more drugs, human trafficking, illegals come here while we build the border. I have a border plan on my website. I would encourage people to go look at that at SeanTiffany.com. And like I said, I'm the only person in this race that has taken the time to go actually witness what's going on down there. The other thing I would say, John, is we can't keep spending the way we have. And fortunately, here in the state of Kansas, we have a balanced budget amendment. And that would be one of the first things I do to D.C. is carry a bill that would force a balanced budget amendment in Washington, D.C. And in order to do that, I would, like I said, I'm a businessman. And in order to balance a budget, it has more to do with outgo than it does income. And so we can balance the budget and live within our means, so to speak, by cutting off federal bureaucracies that just are not needed.
Well, we certainly need more elected officials who signed the front of checks than ones who signed the backs of them, for sure.
Correct.
Sean, I appreciate you. Appreciate your time. If folks are interested, if they want to volunteer, want more information on your campaign, or if they want to donate, again, they could visit SeanTiffany.com, correct?
Correct. And, you know, John, we've made this a two-person race. We have 30 days from tonight, and it's exciting. And people throughout the district are excited. They're excited about the opportunity to vote for an ag guy in an ag district, the 22nd largest ag district. And, you know, it's time we send a fighter to Washington, D.C., who's going to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump and, you know, continue his tax cuts for the American worker and businessman. And and fight for America and make this country great.
I don't mean to push back on you, but I wasn't aware that anybody had dropped out, so I think it's still a 3-person race. But
I... Well, okay, what I mean by that is just the field.
Gotcha.
That's where it's at now.
Well,
We've made it a 2-person race.
I wish you all the best, and we will have both of your opponents on. And again, I wish you all the best, Sean. I wish you, again, it's SeanTiffany.com if folks are interested. And thank you again for joining, my friend.
Always a pleasure, John. Have a great evening.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll have Kosh Kugel from Vice President of Americans for Prosperity will join us to share the results of a stunning new survey that show 80,000 businesses I believe they're unlikely to survive another 4 years of Biden's policies. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Every Thursday, Americans for Prosperity Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country to join together and phone into key federal races across the country. Each week presents a new opportunity to join the thousands of dedicated citizens committed to being the most impactful grassroots army in America. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 Central Time to phone for freedom as they work to ensure we get a Congress that is primed and ready to pass policies that break down barriers and unleash opportunity. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow and like the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We are still trying to connect with Akash Kaguli from Vice President of Government Affairs for Americans for Prosperity. If we do, we'll get him on. In the meantime, I wanted to kind of address, since I've got a few minutes here, I wanted to address something that's come up in the news. I don't know if you saw the story about Joe Biden did an interview recently as he's in the reputation repair about this interview he did on WURD in Philadelphia. He did an interview with a black radio, African-American radio host, and he was trying to, he's got to shore up his base, and he's trying to shore up the African-American vote. And so he gave this interview with a African-American host, and it was, I don't know if you've heard the interview, it was fine. I mean, he talked with her, and the host's name was Andrea Lawful Sanders. And in the interview, you know, she asked him four or five pretty straightforward, simple questions. And now it has come out that she, by the way, she is proud to be the nation's, quote, first black woman to serve, you know, to host this particular large radio station in Philadelphia. Well, now it is found out that Lawful Sanders was provided a pre-approved list of questions to ask the president. In other words, everything the president said was completely scripted. The radio host told CNN host Victor Blackwell that she got a list of eight questions for the interview on Wednesday, which was meant to help convince panicked supporters that the president could, you know, handle live interviews. Well, it wasn't so live. It was scripted. She told CNN the questions were sent to me for approval and I approved of them. Well, like that's supposed to make it okay. Like that's supposed to make it impromptu. If the White House is giving you questions, look, I've interviewed major guests. I've interviewed governors. I've interviewed congressmen. I've interviewed senators. I've interviewed, heck, I interviewed the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. None of them have sent me questions and told me what they want me to ask. I interviewed the Vice President of the United States. I've never once had them tell me what questions to ask. This is pathetic. And frankly, I show it shows no integrity on behalf of the host to join to do this, which, by the way, she was fired today. Big shock. Now, I don't know as I agree with the fact that she was fired. I don't think she necessarily should have been. It's not her fault. The only way to get the interview with Joe was to probably agree to this. But what kind of integrity does it show on her part that she did that? I mean, I know you're desperate. Heck, I'd love to have an interview with, well, Biden wouldn't do this show. But I'd love to have an interview with Donald Trump. But I don't think I would agree to let him pick the questions. I might tell him the topics. I might say, yeah, we'll discuss immigration. We'll discuss the border. We'll discuss, you know, budget. We'll discuss Stormy Daniels. There you go. I'm not going to give him the questions in advance. And he, guess what? He wouldn't need me to. And that's the difference. So, you know, here's the thing. Biden also sat for an interview on another show, the Earl Ingram Show in Milwaukee, same thing. He also got the questions. And here's the sad part is the president gave confusing answers to questions that had been provided to the hosts. He knew the questions in advance and he still couldn't coherently answer them. So, I mean, the Biden campaign spokesperson, Lauren Hitt, defended the decision to plant the questions. Quote, it's not at all uncommon practice for interviewers to share topics they would prefer. No, no, no. And again, I mean, topics is one thing. For example, I told you I'm filling in on Steve and Ted all next week. I'm filling in for Steve. And by the way, here's breaking news. Roger Marshall, Senator Roger Marshall, will be joining us on Steve and Ted on Wednesday. And when I booked that through his staff, they said, hey, what do you want to talk about? And just here's more breaking news. Congressman Ron Estes will be joining us on Thursday. Attorney General Chris Kobach will be with us next week as well. Dan Hawkins will be with us tomorrow morning. But when I was talking with Marshall's office, they said, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, we'll probably talk about Biden. We'll probably talk about immigration, might talk about the budget. There you go. So, yes, it is not at all uncommon for interviewers to share topics, but that's not what the White House did. They didn't share topics. The White House gave her the questions, which means Joe Biden knew what he was going to be asked, had pre-scripted answers, and then he still couldn't answer them. I mean, it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. And that they came out with some malarkey excuse that it's uncommon for interviewers. It's not uncommon for interviewers to share topics. Okay, whatever, lady. You know what? If you expect us to buy that, then I've got a lovely piece of beachfront property I'd like to sell you in western Kansas. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Studio lines are open. Give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. You know what? Here's the question I want to hear. Do you think Joe Biden is competent enough? Not to survive the next 7 months of his administration, but to survive the next 4 years should he win. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
Kansans' future, or lack thereof. Let's review. Governor Kelly vetoed 75 tax cuts. The latest opportunity to provide what Kansans deserve cost taxpayers $84,000 in a special session. Result? Failure once again. A watered-down tax plan. If your electeds can't balance their own checkbooks, how do we expect them to calculate a real tax cut? Topeka is no different than D.C. Stop electing the same individuals that are nothing but talking heads on a good day. The people's checkbook? Your checkbook? Has a $4 billion reserve balance. Let's clean out the rhinos and any others that voted against our future. The electeds couldn't override the governor's veto. They don't seem to support the people of Kansas. It is our duty to make corrections at the ballot box as soon as possible.
He is absolutely right. If your state rep or your state senator voted against that tax bill, vote them out. Unacceptable. There's no excuse for voting to not to cut taxes. I know it wasn't the best bill. I mean, Kyler, he knows. Every candidate we've had in here has mentioned. Dan Hawkins will tell you it wasn't the best bill. It wasn't what they were hoping for. That's Laura Kelly's fault. But if they voted against, Democrat, Republican, I don't care what party you are, if you voted against tax cuts, against eliminating the Social Security tax, income tax on Social Security, you voted against cutting property taxes, you need to go. You need to go, as they used to say in corporate America, go and be successful elsewhere. There is no excuse for any Republican that voted not to cut taxes. You can make all the excuses, but we know what they're like, and everybody's got one. And there's no excuse for not cutting taxes, period. Charlie, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had a question. I talked to some employees at this business here in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
And they're, the first time I heard it, they had to work Memorial Day.
Yep.
With no time and a half or double time. And then here this holiday, or Independence Day, they worked, and it's no overtime, no double time, and I've never heard of that. I'm 62, I had a few jobs, and I've never heard of that.
Well, the law doesn't necessarily require your employer to offer holiday pay. Many employers do provide this as a benefit for their employees. I mean, it's a competitive work environment, so a lot of employers do offer that as an incentive. Now, they may not be particular holidays. They may only do it for certain holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, things like that. So you've mentioned two holidays that, you know, Memorial, they may not consider that an official holiday. They may only do certain ones. They may not do any at all. The law doesn't require it at all. But, you know, a good employer may look at that and say, gee, if my employees want these holidays and they can, right now, employer, you know, good employees are hard to get. So an employer may offer that in order to keep their good employees. But no, it is not a requirement by the law.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious about that.
No, it's, you know, like I said, a good employer, a good business makes the right decisions to keep the right people, but it's certainly not, they're not required to at any rate.
Because I've always been paid time and a half and double time on holidays, but I was just curious about that. And then my other question, I have been denied the ability to purchase a firearm, and I don't know why, and if I can get a phone number to find out why.
Well, typically, I mean, like in Kansas, if you have a felony conviction or a violent crime on your record or a conviction for domestic violence, if you're under indictment, if you've renounced your citizenship or something like that, if you're in the country illegally, unless you've got some pending legal matter, and don't say if you have.
Yeah, I have none of that. So I was just wondering, who can I call?
You know, I would say, I mean, if you don't have anything like that, first thing I would do, contact the Kansas State Rifle Association, someone like that. You might, I don't know, who was it who, did you go to like Bullet Shop or Bullet Stop or Range 54? Or
Pawn Shop.
Well, okay, so I would go, my guess is maybe the pawn shop didn't do it properly. If you went to and I don't know the pawn shop that you're dealing with, I would say a reputable firearm, and again, I don't know the pawn shop that you were dealing with, but someone like Range 54, those are good guys. They sponsor a lot of events that I was just at an event where Range 54 was the sponsor. If you go to someplace like that,
Are you familiar with Mark Walters?
Is the radio host?
Yeah.
I know his name. I've listened to his show.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll give him a call. But I, last thing, while I got time, I'd like to make a prediction for the Biden situation.
Okay, yeah, I'm up for Biden predictions. It's well past his bedtime.
Okay. Okay, here it goes. Biden is going to step down. Kamala Harris is going to step in to finish out his term. And whoever her vice president is, she's going to step down because they're going to give her a deal to be a Supreme Court justice. And she will step down. And there's your new president, whoever her vice president is.
Wow, that's a heck of a conspiracy, Charlie. I appreciate the call. You got a lot of a lot of Legos that need to fall to get that one, dominoes rather that need to fall for that one. I personally think that Joe Biden's not making the decisions here. I think Jill Biden is the one, and he has spent, 50, 60 years in public office, and the only way for him to step down is for him to admit that he's cognitively impaired. And I think for that family, for Jill and Joe Biden, legacy means everything. And I do not believe that she and Joe will allow him to step down because they don't want him. They don't want that reputation to be tarnished. You remember in that interview he did with Stephanopoulos, he made the comment. He said, I'm not getting out unless God himself comes down and tells me. And I believe that. And I think it's because he made another comment where he said, I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to do the gooderest job, or however he said it. I'm going to do the goodest job I can do. And I believe that. I think he would rather lose than have to admit, because here's the problem. If he admits he's not mentally sound enough to run, then that means he's not mentally fit enough to be president. And I think he would rather lose than go out as being mentally unfit. That's just my take on it. Tune in this week to Steve and Ted in the mornings. I'll be filling in for Steve. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables. Have a great week.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.